Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So again, today we have a goddess on the pronunciation challenge, and here it is Emma Watson accepts best actor in a movie, MTV movie, and TV awards. So let's take a look at today's sentence. MTV's move to create a genderless award for acting would mean something different to everyone, but to me, it indicates that acting is about the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, and that doesn't need to be separated into two different categories. Empathy and the ability to use your imagination should have no limits. MTV's move to create a genderless award for acting would mean something different to everyone, but to me, it indicates that acting is about the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, and that doesn't need to be separated into two different categories. Empathy and the ability to use your imagination should have no limits. 那我们就像来看，第一个字呢是 genderless，genderless呢指的是无性别的， 或者是不分性别的。 那其实我觉得像他例句里面也有提到，像是这个 empathy and the ability to use your imagination should be genderless， 也就是说呢，在有同理心呢，跟就是使用你这个有想象力的这个能力呢，并不需要用性别来区分。那我们回到 gender 跟 sex 这两个字的差别，他们同样呢都是指性别，可是其实我们通常在讲 gender 的时候呢，比较像是心理的性别，那 sex 呢则是生理的性别。 所以会这样稍微区分一下。再我们要来看的是 award，award 呢重音在 WARD 这边，那 A 是发短音，耳的音则是奖项的意思。那 award 呢，我们可以说像是这个 MTV Award 啊，或者是 The Oscar Award 都是指这种奖项。那它跟reward 两个字不太一样，是 reward 呢指的是报答，也就是说你有付出之后呢 ，you have something in return， 所以才会有 re 这个字在里面。 Reward 是报答的意思。举例来说呢 ，He received a huge amount of money as reward for finding their lost dog. 他因为呢就是找到了对方的走失的狗狗，所以得到了一大笔钱作为报答。再我们要来看的是 indicate，indicate 呢指的是指示啊，或者是指出的意思。它的重音在 I N 的地方 indicate。 Kate，C-A-T 这边是发长音 A 的音。那我们有时候会说 What can we indicate from her speech？ 就是说，哎，我们从她的演讲呢，可以推论出什么，可以得到些什么这样子。那它的名词呢，则是 indication， 则是指示的意思。那我们在英文里面讲到方向灯呢，我们有时候会说 turn signals， 或者是 indication lights， 也就是说告诉别人，指示别人说你要往哪边走的灯这样子。那我们也可以说。 I think her resignation is an indication that she no longer believes in this product. 我认为呢，她的离职呢，其实代表了她不再信任这个产品的走向。最后面来看的是 category. Category 呢，指的是种类的意思。重音在 ca 的地方发 cat 的音 ，te 则是发短音，cat。 Category 是种类，那它的动词呢，则是 categorize。categorize 它的发音比较不一样 ，te 跟 go 这边都是发短音，所以是 categorize 这边发 i 的音。 Categorize 是分门别类的意思。我们可以说 ，It is easier to manage your documents if you categorize them. 你要管理你的档案的话呢，如果你把它分门别类的话呢，会比较容易一些。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. MTV's move to create a genderless award for acting would mean something different to everyone. But to me, it indicates that acting is about the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, and that doesn't need to be separated into two different categories. Empathy and the ability to use your imagination should have no limits. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!